Just a few days ago, the United Kingdom celebrated World Book Day, which is designated by UNESCO as a worldwide celebration of books and reading and is marked in over 100 countries around the globe. World Book Day is a partnership of publishers, booksellers and interested parties who work together to promote books and reading for the personal enrichment and enjoyment of all. The main aim of World Book Day in the UK and Ireland is to encourage children to explore the pleasures of books and reading. This year's celebration comes as the publishing industry is facing a shake-up, with bookstores closing and new technology, like e-book readers, changing the way people get their books. Now, with the launch of the iPad and other tablet computers, books can come with moving pictures and other interactive features. We spoke to Dr. Caroline Walker-Gleaves, the Senior Lecturer in Special Education and Inclusion at Durham University. She says new technology is actually helping children to read.
I think that reading is as important as it ever was. And I think in the development of literacy amongst young children, the written word is as important, in fact, probably more important, just because there's more access to it. And in fact, children in our research, for example, are becoming much more critical consumers and absorbers of the written word in whatever form, whether that's through books or through the Kindle or through the iPad. So although I think fewer books are sold and certainly more and more people are getting books and downloading them, I think the written word is as important as it's ever been.
You speak about children. I speak as a new father. All the books we buy are filled with pictures and sometimes more pictures than words, so to speak. Does the interactivity that one can get, for example, on an iPad where those pictures can move, how do you think that's going to affect the learning process when it comes to reading?
Well, that's very interesting. I think a lot of people have criticized things like the iPad and other interactive books as saying that it takes away children's imagination and that children, because in books there are very few graphics, especially as they get older, that it makes them work harder. I don't buy that argument, and certainly from our research, particularly with new readers, with very young children, or with children who find writing and reading difficult, actually the interactivity and the fact that, for example, you can get a voice that will suddenly read out a word that a child is having difficulty with, it makes literacy and books far more accessible than ever. I mean, there's nothing more discouraging and demoralizing, especially for a poor or struggling reader, than when they get stuck on words and actually lose interest in the greater narrative of the story. So I don't buy that all of these digital imagery and digital books actually make literacy worse. I don't think they do at all. I think that it's too early to tell what effect it's going to have on literacy longer term. But I think from our research, it actually helps.
In your research, these are fairly new devices. As you say, we don't know exactly what the effect will be. But what have you seen? How have you seen this affecting even today? When you go out, do you see children holding some of these devices? How do you see children interacting with these devices?
Well, that's very interesting. I think iPads are so recent, really. I mean, in some schools in the States, some classes have whole classes of iPads. That's not the case in most schools in the UK. But we've done some research, for example, where we've looked at children and how they download books and how many books they download. And what we found is rather interesting, that when, for example, films have come out to the cinema, the first thing that children have done when they've gone home is then to download the book on their iPad and actually start to read it and engage much more with the story. When we've seen them used in classes, we've seen teachers certainly use them as personalized learning devices. So children who do get stuck have more interactive book use and use a lot more active digital imagery to help explain difficult words. So they're used in lots of different ways in the classroom and, of course, socially.
There are other aspects of the industry that are being affected by this. Less and less bookstores, for example. In the U.S., you hear about borders closing down. The fact that with these devices, and not just these devices, but also because you can order books online, it's destroying some aspects of the industry. Do you reflect on how this might affect people's reading habits?
Yeah, We haven't done research into that area with children, but we've, for example, got a research project at the moment that's going on that's looking at adults' reading habits. And one of the things that we found is very interesting, and it's kind of what you said, is that some people who use Amazon routinely to order books for particular books that are out of print or that they're classics but you just can't get them anymore on Amazon, then they're searching out more and more very, very kind of niche market bookshops. But unfortunately, the small bookshops, the independent booksellers, are going out of business. So it means that these kind of like rare books and books that are out of print are really difficult to get hold of. And that is altering people's reading. In some cases, they just can't get access to, you know, to classics, and they're having to go to London or somewhere like that to actually get access to them. So we've seen changes, and I think that is a worrying trend. So, I'm personally quite worried about that, because I had to send off for a book myself from Liverpool last week because I couldn't get it from Amazon. So that is a worrying trend, I think.
What about how you select books? Just from my own experience as a child, I remember going to a bookshop and seeing that wall of books, and we were a reading family, and just going through and looking at titles and picking those titles out. And now, I mean, personally, because I mean, I live in Italy, I do almost all my book shopping online, and all the books I now read are from recommendations. Is this something that's a general experience, or am I in a unique position? I mean, is it how people choose their books changing because of technology?
I think that in some ways they are. I mean, there's no doubt that people still do love to go to bookshops, and depending where they are in the world, of course, it means that you're more likely to order them online. But having said that, you know, even the kind of like the bookshelves and the virtual shops on the iPad, they're kind of so seductive. And I often watch my son looking at a thing, you know, kind of like flipping through books on the bookcases and everything. And they're virtual, but they're every bit as beautiful and seductive as a real bookshop. Of course, you can't touch them and there isn't the smell. But I think what's happening to people's habits is they're becoming kind of more eclectic and more interesting in a way. And it's not that, you know, you just make the journey to the bookshop and spend hours and hours quite unproductively. So I think that there is kind of like a community growing in when we buy books now, and we're much more likely to listen to arguments that are presented for buying a book online. And I think that's really interesting. People are becoming much more actively engaged in reading and consuming literature, and I think that's all to the good.